This is On Second Thoughts. I'm Celeste Headlee. One bill that's poised to make it through both chambers of the legislature would expand access to medical marijuana. Patients diagnosed with AIDS, for example, would be able to get a prescription. Dr. Rashawn Hodge is a medical director for Premier Chronic Pain Care in Atlanta. It's good to have you here.
Good morning.
Good morning. And continuing with us is GPB Capital correspondent Lisa Rayam.
Good morning again.
So, Lisa, this we already had one medical marijuana bill pass. What does this one do?
It expands on HB1 and includes six additional illnesses that can be treated. They are autism, Tourette syndrome, AIDS, Alzheimer's, peripheral neuropathy, and epidermolysis bullosa. They are the new conditions, and anyone in hospice is also eligible. Now, the big stickler was it does not include HIV this time around, but it does include AIDS, yes.
And that brings us to you, Sean, because why is there a medical or a clinical reason for including AIDS patients in this but leaving out HIV patients?
Well, AIDS, to add AIDS was definitely a victory.
Yeah.
And we definitely need to, include HIV because it doesn't make sense to withhold medication or treatment,
you can't think of a clinical reason to do that.
No, not at all.
How effective is medical marijuana at helping a person with AIDS overcome that pain?
Well, most AIDS patients commonly have peripheral neuropathy.
Which is
pain that usually starts at the feet or at the hands. It's usually bilateral, both hands and feet. And it starts with just a numbness, pricking pain, and then it's a constant pain. And this pain is really debilitating, because it's just natural instinct. If something really hurts to move, you just move less, you hang out less. You know, your activity of daily livings actually decrease because you're just so fearful of another pain
episode. Which is going to also, just your inactivity is going to impact your health.
Absolutely.
So is marijuana, has that been shown to be effective at treating that pain?
Absolutely. Over 20 years, there's been an FDA-approved drug called Marinol, and that's specifically for AIDS. It targets AIDS wasting, anorexia. Also, it targets the pain as well. So that's an FDA-approved drug, over 20 years old, and it's synthetic cannabis.
Lisa, do we have any idea, do we have a glimpse into the minds of the lawmakers as to why they'd include AIDS but not HIV?
There was a lot of back and forth going between the Senate and House on what diseases should be covered by that, and it resulted in a major compromise, and that compromise resulting in these six specific diseases. And I think a lot hinged on how, on severity, is that correct, of how serious a lot of these diseases are in the various stages.
Correct. Yeah, we were successfully able to remove the end stage off the original Haley's Hope Act 2 years ago, 2015. It was end-stage Parkinson's, end-stage ALS, end-stage AIDS, end-stage
cancer. Right, end-stage multiple sclerosis, yeah.
And it didn't make sense clinically to withhold medication which can prevent the progression of the disease and potentially cure the patient, with cannabis. So we removed the end stage off, and that was, again, another victory.
And a major compromise, they added the language that anyone in hospice could also be eligible. So that covers a wide array of illnesses in
Absolutely.
Itself.
Absolutely.
There's still one big problem, though, and let's let Alan Peake speak for himself. The state representative, he's the sponsor of the medical marijuana bill.
I'm grateful that we've moved the ball. We're not there yet. We still have a huge issue of where do we access the product. And until we deal with that, we're still going to be shortchanging our citizens in some respects.
Lisa, what does he mean there? Where do we access the product?
So, yeah, you extend it to all these people, but are they breaking the law when they get the
right,
the
you're
oil
not allowed
and
to grow it here.
Yeah, cultivation and obtaining it. And he says that's going to be the next round of debate, hopefully this next legislative session. He's going to champion that because
you can't cultivate it here, and it's illegal to bring it across state lines.
So still, do you have to go to Colorado to use it, to get
right,
it?
Right, to move to another state.
Yeah, so that's a real sticking point. While this is a huge victory,
absolutely.
Now, how do we get it in state? How do we make it legal? How do you, cultivate it and have easy access to it?
So, Rashawn, what is it that doctors need? As a prescribing doctor, what do you need the legislature to do now?
We need access for our patients, you know, and doctors need to be part of that process, I believe, you know, in my opinion, you know, to make this seamless for our patients. If we're recommending medicinal cannabis cards for our patients, we have the continuity of care, we should be able to have access to medication to prescribe to our patients.
Is it fair to say that we're talking about tens of thousands of people in Georgia that are would be affected by this?
We have over 10 million Georgians. It's millions of Georgians.
Who have either HIV or AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Atlanta is ranks fifth in HIV cases in the country. So it's equivalent to a third world country. So we have
in terms of numbers, yeah.
In terms of numbers, absolutely. And that's going to cost our healthcare system millions and millions of dollars, which, you know, would be cut if we added, you know, if they had more access to medicinal cannabis, because it's going to help them save money with their nausea. You know, cannabis helps with nausea. It helps with their pain. It helps with mood. So less antidepressants are being picked up. Less antiemetics are going to get picked up. They're going to need less narcotics, which will help reduce the opioid problem as well.
Very emotional issue. I think Representative Peek had support on both sides of the aisle with this. And on Tuesday, he received a standing ovation for his efforts in getting this done. But very, very emotional issue. And I think both sides recognize that something has to be done in terms of access.
Right. That was my next question. Yeah. It seems clear that Representative Peek will sponsor the bill, but will it get the support, do you think?
Senator Ben Watson has championed it in the Senate, and everybody seems to be on board at this point. It took some convincing. I mean, you know, he had the people raising eyebrows early on, and he's been at this for several years now. But I think he's brought all people on board, because you have parents bringing their children and saying they can now speak, they can now, you know, utter a few words. You know, I think when they see that, you know, it really tugs at the heart.
Yeah. That is Lisa Rayum. She covers the Capitol for GPB's lawmakers, and we spoke with Dr. Rashawn Hodge. He's the medical director of Premier Chronic Pain Care in Atlanta. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.